One of the rarest of all original Broadway cast recordings is the 1943 revival of Rodgers and Hart's A Connecticut Yankee. It's been commercially unavailable since the days of the 78. The masters were thought to be lost. But a master recording was found a couple of years ago, and Decca Broadway has just reissued the album. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
One of the happiest inspirations Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart ever had was to turn Mark Twain's comic novel, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, into a Broadway show. Twain's cheeky, cheek-by-jowl juxtaposition of Arthurian legend and contemporary America played to the special strengths of Rodgers and Hart. In their witty blending of musical and linguistic styles, formality and dignity show up the triviality and silliness of contemporary lingo, and jazzy slang, in turn, punctures inflated highbrow pretentiousness.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand. For thine eyes are cute to what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. I'd feel so rich in a heart for two, two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
Back in lighthearted 1927, before the Wall Street bust, A Connecticut Yankee became one of Rodgers and Hart's biggest hits. In 1943, it seemed like a great idea to revive a show in which the hero saves his hide through particularly American ingenuity. Book writer Herbert Fields updated the story a little. Hart added some of his cleverest new lyrics. And Rodgers added some tunes in the more sentimental style he had just embarked on with his new partner, Oscar Hammerstein II, in Oklahoma, the homespun musical that marked a big turning away from the glorious era of sophistication and wit that Hart embodied. It's a perfect emblem of this transition that Rodgers and Hart's last show and Rodgers and Hammerstein's first were running on Broadway at the same time. The cast of Connecticut Yankee included matinee idol Dick Foran and, to use her own word in the show, the hoydenish Vera Ellen, a pretty dancer with an irresistible tomboy croak. I think Hollywood later kept her from becoming a bigger star by having trained singers dub her voice. Here's her real voice in the teasing, I Feel at Home with You.
I used to be a hoyden, boys were my hate. I was a lady hermit. I couldn't be annoyed in making a date. Silly. I would term it. You seem so daring, my heart grew frail. Now I like wearing my coat of mail.
The biggest star of A Connecticut Yankee was Broadway legend Vivian Siegel, who 4 years earlier created the role of the wealthy society lady who becomes bewitched, bothered, and bewildered by her low-life lover in Rodgers and Hart's most worldly-wise musical, Pal Joey. This devilish catalog song for Siegel, as the bloodthirsty Morgan Le Fay, was probably, and fittingly, Hart's very last lyric.
I married many men, a ton of them, and yet I was untrue to none of them. Because I bumped off every one of them to keep my love alive. was frail, he looked a wreck to me. At night he was a horse's neck to me. So I performed an appendectomy to keep my love alive. Sir Thomas had insomnia. He couldn't sleep at night. He's sleeping now, all right. Sir Roger played the harp, I cussed the thing. I crowned him with his harp to bust the thing. And now he plays where harps are just the thing to keep my love alive. To keep my
In some ways, so many of these classic theater songs are about language itself, how playing with words can be exhilarating, touching, even sexy. One of my favorite songs, It Never Entered My Mind, is included on the new Connecticut Yankee CD, along with several covers of songs from two other early 1940s Rodgers and Hart musicals. It's sung here by Shirley Ross, who is best known for introducing Thanks for the Memory with Bob Hope.
Once I laughed when I heard you say that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself, and now I even have to scratch my back myself.
Uneasy in my easy chair, orange juice for one. Rodgers' insinuating anthem caresses Hart's touchingly ironic lyric, which I think stands up to any love poem written in the last century.
Lloyd Schwartz is director of the Creative Writing Program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston, and classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.